Hey everybody, Sarah Grillo here, coming at you today with a little inspo. Just me on the show today, no guest. You know that it's my goal to eradicate cliche from the financial advisor market. I'm the first one that said don't be a cliche, and I'm probably the only one saying it that way now. I intend to go all the way through with this one by one. I don't care what anybody says, I'm not stopping, and I'm getting there. And so the inspirational message that I'm bringing to all of you today as we embark on this new age of the world understanding financial advisors is shoot the ball. Take your practice to the next level by taking more action. A lot of people look at me with three kids ages 4 and under and say, how do you do anything at all? I'm a master of managing my time. Might seem like a simple thing, but I'm going to tell you, almost as if an athlete is on the shot clock. You know how they do that in the NBA where you've got 24 seconds to put up a shot? I'm always looking at my day saying, I've got 24 hours to get a new client in the door. I might not sink the basket, but I at least got to take some shots. I got to at least take one shot a day. The more shots you take, the higher likelihood that you're going to sink one. If you don't take enough shots, you're just simply not going to get enough business. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not shooting, you're not scoring. So here's what I'm going to tell you so that you can get around the excuse of I don't have enough time to market my business effectively, because you do. It's just about how you manage it. Everybody has 24 hours in the day, just like every team has 24 hours on the shot clock. Use drop-in visits. When I go to visit clients, I always try to stop at one or two companies on the way. It takes a lot of guts, but you never know. People might admire that. A lot of times they do. Yeah, I've had doors slammed in my face, but at the same time, it's extremely high value. It increases the value of your time. Think about how much time you spend wasted on your commute, on your travel to go see people. Make it worth it. Prospect on your commute. If you're in the car, walking to the subway station, for those who live in New York like me, take those extra minutes where you're just sitting there unwinding and instead get some calls in. And call people at times when they're also commuting, because that means they're not behind a desk. You might have a better chance of reaching people. Read the news after work. Yeah, I don't read news during the day. I save that for like after my kids even go to bed. This is a huge distractor. I have a blog about this too, by the way. I'm going to put that in the show notes. And then just constantly be refining your ability to create more time. People that sit there and are constantly saying, where am I losing time? How am I wasting time? Are the people that naturally create more time for themselves. And you have to do it constantly because there's so much clutter. Reduce in-person meetings. Ask yourself, do I really need to talk to this person? So many people just want to meet, right? Not everybody has this idea that time is valuable. Some people, be honest, don't really have that much going on. Or even if they do, sometimes meetings aren't necessary. Can you accomplish this over email? Do you really have to talk? Not saying there aren't times when you do have to talk, I'm just saying. And even then, just when you have meetings, keep your words shorter, like accomplish it with half as many words. Stop the addiction to your phone. Phone is a huge distractor. Put it in your desk, put it away, take it out 3 minutes an hour, and then put it back. Social media, same thing, huge distractor, watch it. Could be losing a lot of time there. Pay electronically. You have no idea how many people are still sending me checks in the mail. And it's not that I don't appreciate my clients. I love you all that are listening. But you do have to think about, if it takes me time to have to go to the bank and deposit it. And by the way, I have three screaming children in the bank. It also has to be taking whoever at your organization does it some time, or even you some time, to process that manually. So these are all things I'm saying for you to do so that you can shoot the ball more. You have to shoot to score. Inspirational message. Please share this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you so much for listening.